Exclusive, Ken Cuccinelli, HR 1 and Border Crisis Are How Democrats Plan to Steal Elections. By Robert Krajicek on April 27, 2021. Former Acting Deputy Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security Ken Cuccinelli told Breitbart News on Tuesday that Democrats intend to change America's electorate through a combination of migration and their HR 1 election reform legislation. Cuccinelli said Democrats are not using appropriated funds for the State Department's foreign communications to dissuade aspiring migrants from Mexico and South American countries from attempting to enter the United States. He described the flow of migrants across the southern border as part of a broader design to create new Democrat voters. The way you know, Democrats are not serious about stopping illegal immigration, is you go to the home countries where the State Department has a budget to advertise and talk to the people in those countries, he stated on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe, author of Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. They are not using it. The Trump administration got on the radio and we bought billboards and we did all this kind of stuff to tell people what was going to happen if they came up, in other words that they would come back home. He continued, the Biden administration is not using that money for those purposes. That tells you that they're not serious about it. They're not saying it where it counts. They're saying it for the consumption of the American people. By their actions, they are lying. They don't want to slow this down. You and I see a crisis, they see a voter registration line. It's intentional. Listen. Cuccinelli noted that H.R. 1, dubbed the For the People Act, would automatically register adult non-citizens from state databases, including but not limited to state motor vehicle and public health departments, as voters if enacted as law. One of the aspects of H.R. 1 is that it mandates, that states put every adult, individual is the word used in the bill, not citizen, that's in their state databases, into their voter registration database. In other words, to register them to vote automatically, he remarked. He continued, non-citizens who are here legally and illegal aliens alike come into contact with all of our state and local government agencies. That happens quite regularly, all the time, and so all of those people will be swept onto the voter rolls under H.R. 1. The other side would say, well, no. He's lying. We don't make it legal for non-citizens to vote. Technically, that's true, but they eliminate the penalty for it. You heard that right, no penalty for committing an alleged crime, and they sweep them all under the voter rolls. That tells you that's the point. Cuccinelli elaborated on Democrats' plan to automatically register non-citizens on voting rolls with H.R. 1. In a column published at Real Clear Politics, he wrote, there are several dangerous provisions of H.R. 1 and its Senate counterpart, S.1, that will force states to register many of the illegal aliens now crossing our border to vote. Under H.R. 1, the federal government would require every state to automatically register to vote every adult that comes into contact with a state agency. That requirement would hold whether it's the DMV giving out driver's licenses or IDs, the public health department delivering vaccines, or the local government delivering a zoning permit or welfare benefits. Sweeping in everyone that comes in contact with a state agency, while also threatening a huge federal criminal penalty for state and local government officials if they dare to clarify someone's status as part of the registration process, will guarantee that millions of non-citizens, including illegal aliens, are placed on our voter rolls. Cuccinelli determined, Democrats believe these are future votes, including before they are citizens, mind you. They will vote illegally, and that is the expectation under the radical left's H.R. 1 bill, and they'll vote Democrat. That's their presumption. He concluded, that's the only conclusion you can draw from something like H.R. 1. There's no other conclusion if you think everything was put there thoughtfully and purposefully, except to conclude that they are trying intentionally to throw the door open to massive cheating. The House passed H.R. 1 in March. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.